Corners, I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you.
Amen. Today we're going to be talking about Jesus' presence in our lives, but specifically from Luke chapter 8, Jesus' presence in the lives of his disciples. You remember the story? They were tossed around in this terrible storm. They were frantic. And Jesus was asleep on a cushion. And I'm sure there was a lot of things that went through their mind, like, what is wrong with him? Doesn't he know we're going to drown? And they went to him and they shook him and said, Jesus, we're going to drown. And he spoke. And the wind and the waves calmed down. We're going to spend some time this morning remembering the great I Am statements of Jesus. I am the way, Jesus said. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the vine. I am the gate. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good shepherd. Amen. Amen. Let's reaffirm our faith in him this morning and acknowledge that he is God. Amen.
There's no space that his love can't reach. There's no place that we can't find peace. There's no end to amazing grace. Take me in with your arms spread wide. Take me in like an orphan child. Never let go. I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I am holding on to you.
Fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. Let's sing together. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What next verse we're going to sing is taken directly from Isaiah. The promise that was to the nation of Israel, to the people lost in confusion, taken captive by foreign nations. Jesus reminds us this morning, I am with you. Fear not, I am. For I am thy God, I will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand up by thy. Fiery trials, thy pathway shall lie. My grace, all sufficient, shall be thy supply. When through fiery trials, thy pathway shall lie. Thy grace, all sufficient. Supply the plain shall not hurt thee. I only desire thy dross to consume and thy gold to that soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose. That soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this week. I walked into church today and just went, today is the day that you have made.
Amen.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I ask that you bless everyone listening online today and who is with us today. Father, I know the daily struggles that we face sometimes and seem impossible to overcome. But in our hearts, there comes a peace when you lay your hand on us and say, rest easy, child, I got this. Last week, we heard about being a good student. And Father, I thank you for laying that on John's heart. I had such a great week with you. I listened to worship music on my way home and just relished in the fact that you and I were together.
Yes.
And I was your child and your student. Father, I ask that if any of our hearts can have a flame ignited in them, that you start that fire, you stoke that flame, so that we may grow in you than ever more than ever before. I thank you for Brandon's testimony last week. You gave him such powerful words and life experiences that spoke directly to my heart. I ask that you be with Lisa as she delivers hers today. Be with John as he delivers your message. Father, so many people are touched each week by your word.
Yes.
We love you, and we love the work that you are doing in our hearts and in our church. I just ask that you continue to guide each one of us every second of every day. We are so excited at the arrival of Gabriella Ray. I ask that you bless Brittany, Brandon, Jennifer, and Dave. This is a beautiful experience, Lord, and we just love you and thank you for it. I thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. Please bless this offering as it's about to be given. We know that every penny is to glorify you, Lord. Please continue to guide us and bless us so that we may ever forever glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You may be seated.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. Turn back, I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. If my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? On a glorious sight beyond all compare. There will be an end to the struggles, but until that day comes, we'll live and know you here on the earth. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. Shall I fear? troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you. Every high and every low.